Thanks for listening to this bonus podcast from Susie Larson Live.
It's only just a matter of. It's only just a matter of. It's a matter of. On the back row as you glide. Cause walking just won't do dance. You don't have to know how to. Ever since Grace got you there.
Dr. Cloud, at the end of the live show, you were talking about a passage of scripture and what it means for us to suffer and what it produces in us. Read that passage again and unpack it for us.
Yeah, it's right out of First Peter. It's in response to your question of, when Jesus said, do you want to get well? Well, sometimes it's going to take some work, right? And we don't, sometimes we don't want to do the work. Not everybody. Sometimes they want to do it. They don't have any answers, but we are resistant to sometimes going through the pain that's going to take to get well. And Jesus, or Peter, the one that said, Jesus, you don't have to suffer. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Well, later, Peter writes, arm yourselves with this purpose, the same one that Christ Jesus armed himself with, and that is to suffer, because he who suffered in the flesh is done with sin. Finished. Now think about this. What does that mean? Well, I started to say, it's not rocket science. Take an addict, for example. Take an addict that's got a lot of loss in their life, or they've got some critical voices in their head that they can't make life work, or they're depressed, or they have an anxiety problem. Well, what do? They want to feel better, but they want to feel better right now in an easy way. So I go to some doctor and I get a bunch of, anxiety pills, right? And I take those, but then I get addicted to those. Or I go drown my sorrows every night at a bar. Or I go have one more sexual experience to try to medicate myself to get out of this pain. Well, instead of that, what if we did what Peter says? What if we had a purpose to suffer? Because if we suffer in the body, in the flesh, if we go through this work, then it says we're going to be done with sin. We're going to be, wait a minute, I can be done with that addiction? How? Well, you got to go to a group and you got to go in and talk about the pain that you're drinking to avoid. So we're going to suffer a little bit. We're going to open up about our woundedness. But we're going to find that there's good pain and bad pain. And good pain is the pain that comes from healing work. Mm-hmm. Bad pain is the pain that comes from avoiding healing work. And so Solomon said the same thing, Ecclesiastes 7. I love the New American Standard interpretation or translation of this. He says, it's better to go into the house of grief than into the house of pleasure. Because, and get this line, Susie, because a sad face can make a heart happy. Wow. Okay, that's out of a PhD program in depression treatment or PTSD treatment. In other words, he's saying, if you're hurting, you can go into the house of pleasure, you can go into a bar and numb yourself silly, or, go visit, some sex house, the house of pleasure there, or a casino, or how about this, a sales department where you're trying to run up the score in making enough money so you don't feel this pain and this emptiness. You can go to the house of pleasure. He said, but it's better to go into the house of grief and mourning, because if you start to process this pain and get sad and then let somebody embrace you and heal you, and you find the love of God in that pain and in that suffering and the love of his people around you, then it says that very sad face can make a heart happy. It can turn this whole thing around. And that's what Peter was saying when he said, you'll be done with this problem if you'll do the work. Say it to an addict all the time. You can continue to drink, or you can hop in the van here, we're going to take you into rehab. But you get to rehab, they're not going to give you more martinis. They're going to put you in a group and you're going to start talking about some things that are hard. Look at it in a marriage. Do you want to have the suffering that's going to take to have that difficult conversation that we've been avoiding. You know, sometimes couples don't want to have the hard conversation that would actually lead to bliss on the other side, but we'll avoid it by fighting or screaming or acting out in some way. You want to win the Olympics? Okay, well, you got to get up at 4 a.m. and go get in the cold pool. There's always some pain that's going to be associated with it. But let's opt for the good pain, not the bad pain.
Yeah. Wow. Amen. So that's why I just wanted so much for you to address that, because the quick fix will never allow us to do the deep work. And I think we are addicted to the quick fix because we live in a quick society. But we as a people need to do the deep work so we're ready for the work that God has ahead for us. This has been just powerful, Dr. Cloud. Before we say goodbye, I want to make sure we mention your program, Churches That Heal. Would you just say a word about that so people know what they're getting? Because you've knowing and recognizing the need to equip leaders to meet the needs of people in the church, you've designed a program. So just say a word quickly, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, just quickly, you know, I'm a psychologist, right? And I believe in professional treatment. You know, we need it. We need professionals in the picture. But we also need everybody that's hurting. Some people don't need professional treatment, but they do need to be in some kind of process that's really addressing their hurts. And the church is such an incredible place to do that if we know what to work on. A. B, even if somebody is, you know, like, significantly hurting and they need professionals in the picture, they also need to be embraced within their church in a place of healing. If the church, you know, a lot of times we don't do this in church because we don't know what to do. And so I just had a lot of churches and pastors asking, you know, how can we address the hurting people, which is, you know, basically most of us at some point. How can we do a better job of helping? And so I put together this program called Churches That Heal. And, you know, if you just go to the website, Churches That Heal, it'll explain the whole thing. But it basically, there's a section that focuses on the pastor and the pastoral staff to help them. Because pastors are hurting, but theirs is in a different context sometimes than the rest of us. The second aspect of the program is for the community. And there's a you know, you can do a citywide seminar, put it on the big screen. We filmed it in a big church down in Florida. And you can play it as outreach, or you can even, you know, or an individual could watch it. But, you know, it's to reach the community to tell them, look, we have some help. We have some help for you if you're hurting. And then the third piece of the program is for the small groups and the individuals who will be in those small groups. Here's the issues. If you start to work on these issues in this way that the scripture talks about, then I promise you it's going to help. And so it's pastors, it's the community, and it's individuals through small groups and on their own. And it's all streamable. It can be on your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever. And that's Churches That Heal. So just go to churchesthatheal.com.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Cloud, I appreciate every conversation we get to have. Thank you so much for your time today and for the great work that you do.
Susie, it's always good to be with you, and I always learn something. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you, friend, for listening today. Hope you found some encouragement here. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this Susie Larson Live podcast. These conversations are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter today at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of the show, you can subscribe to the podcast now at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Thanks for listening to Susie Larson Live.